A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. I was struck in the Gospel by something that perhaps strikes us often, namely, whether we actually believe in miracles anymore. Certainly, many of us, coming from a more rationalistic, enlightenment, secular culture, have begun to question the miracle stories of the scriptures. Oh yes, we can accommodate many of them. We can explain some of them away. Certainly the healings we can accept and psychic healings. But when it comes to the more fantastic ones, I think we could easily say that many no longer really believe them, and even within our study of scripture, we've found ways around them. It's an interesting phenomenon that given the culture from which we come, we have a difficult time believing in miracles, and yet at the same time, we somewhat thirst for miracles. We want miracles. We might even pray for miracles, or we will say, "Why doesn't God work miracles today like he did centuries ago? Is it indeed just our lack of faith or whatever?" On the other hand, there are records, tremendous records, of numerous miracles. We need not go simply to places like Lourdes or Medjugorje, and perhaps we don't tend to take time to read about the miracles, such as those that confirm someone's beatification or canonization, such as with Cardinal Newman. But there still are miracles today, but in a sense they seem to pass beyond our consciousness. So as I read today this story again of another miracle, what went through my mind was first the question, do I really believe this happened? Although this is a more credible one than some. But then a deeper question came to me. What is it that faith asks of us? What is it that faith asks of us, and have we become so ingrained within our unbelieving, secular, rational culture and worldview that even when it comes to faith, we kind of explain many things away? Do we really believe that God has revealed things and that God does wonders in our midst? What is faith? What does it require? What does it ask of us? On the one hand, again, we can go to one extreme or to the other extreme. Certainly, it's very possible that we can find those people who simply, almost naively, or rather simply, accept almost everything without questioning. And then there can be the skeptic who questions everything. But as we ask ourselves this question about faith, it seems to me, what comes to me is the awareness that the miracle par excellence, the miracle is the miracle of faith itself, the gift of faith, the fact that in this world and in this culture, we believe in the first place, that we believe in God, that we trust God. And so it's not so much a question of, do I actually believe Jesus performed these miracles, these signs, these wonders? Certainly the people were astonished, but even Jesus himself says, I have not come to give signs. This evil generation looks for signs. Jesus did not see his miracles as signs, and even in the story of the miracle today, he takes the man apart and cures him away from the crowd, and he asks them not to spread publicity about all of this. It's not as if Jesus is working the miracle for public acclaim so that people can say with astonishment, oh, who do we have here? It's not as if he intended the miracles to be used almost in an apologetic way, being able to say, who is this man? Rather, it seems to flow more out of his heart of compassion. So it's not as if the miracle of faith itself is asking us to believe all the signs and wonders. On the other hand, if it is faith, we do become aware of what God can do in our lives, what God is doing in the world, what God has done, and there is no reason to discount the wonders. So it's not so much a question of whether we believe or don't believe in miracles, but that we are invited once again to contemplate the meaning of faith. What does faith ask of us? Do I truly believe? Do I only believe what indeed my reason in the end says is rational? Or are there things that we believe at times that go beyond our ability to grasp? In the end, is not the gift of faith itself a precious miracle more important than any of the other signs and wonders? And when we have that gift of faith, then the question of miracles does not loom so large. Yes, Jesus performed wonders. They were struck with awe. No reason to disbelieve. No reason to believe that they occurred in exactly the way the scriptures report. Because in the end, we have faith in God. And our faith is not simply in our own need for signs to prove it.